I'm trying to find out if there are other people that are experiencing telepathic communication. It doesn't have anything to do with mind reading. I don't even know what mind reading is. I'm talking about just a regular kind of conversation in your own language coming from some other mind. Telepathic communication. And it's just like communication that's non-telepathic using words, except it doesn't use words. It just uses thoughts. That's what I'm talking about. And I think there's more of this telepathic communication happening in humans than is widely admitted. It's like, if you admit it, you will be attacked. But because I have been placed in a position to defend myself from offenses against me, and I have sought help from the all-powerful God, which is the most powerful God there is. Do you see what I'm getting at here? This involves a God fight of who has the most power. You don't have to use the word God at all. It's just simply who has the most power. So I'm asking help from the most powerful, the all that is. And it's like real. It's where we live. It's the reality that is actually the truth. And because of my persistence in finding a solution to the problem I have of others attempting domination of me, I have been able to acquire help in a telepathic nature through dreams that are given to me from a different mind. Here again, we have a disagreement with modern science, psychology, the science of social science of psychology, and their view of the mind, the psyche, and dreams, etc. So their view is that this is all originating nonsense in our own brain, and it's not of any value. The other view is that it is of value. And my view is it's not even from our own brain. It's from some other brain, some other mind. So I'm talking along the lines of paranormal abilities, beyond normal abilities, greater than normal abilities. And what we need to do as humans is agree that we need to be fair to each other and join together and forgive everyone who will join with us in defeating this evil that's trying to put us under domination. Wherever it's coming from, it could be coming from groups of other humans. It could be coming from other extraterrestrial minds that share our reality with us. We don't know. What we do know is our own history of one empire slaughtering another, terrorizing another, and then it goes back and forth. Some other empire gets more powerful through alliances, and we have these horrible terroristic dominating empires. And we need to stop doing that as humans and join together as one family. So here's an example of a visionary, a person of dreams, of precognition, of beyond normal ability. His name is Black Elk. And he was an Ogallala Sioux, Native American, and he had a vision, a dream, when he was a young, I think he was a boy. I don't even think he was a teenager yet. He had a dream of all the tribes as separate hoops, circles, separate hoops. And they all joined together into one hoop. And this was at the center of everything where this took place. I have great difficulty with the other people that scoff at this kind of thing. They reject it as insanity or delusion. They are the sand kicker people. They're always kicking sand on you, and they defy you, and you tell them to be fair to you, and they kick sand on you. I've been listening to a YouTube video of a reading of Alice Miller's book on authoritarian tyrants like Hitler, for example. And she explains how the school of the day was to beat the child, don't spare their rod, from the Bible. And there was even one school of thought that infants should be beaten and forced into a huge emotional trauma so that they never forget the beating. And then these kind of people that from that family, they grow up and they might even say, it was good for me, I needed that. And they become people like Hitler. That's what causes it. And we know how to stop it. Let's stop it today. Stop beating the children. Stop kicking the dog. Stop kicking sand on people. So instead of fighting against the other team and trying to defeat the other team, we are people that are in service of the all-powerful, the most powerful one, that is all of us together.